Depuis minuit une le matin du 1er mars, l'Ontario est passé à la prochaine étape de son plan de réouverture. J'en ai discuté avec Randy Fee, qui est coordonnateur des communications et du marketing à la ville de Medlin. Premièrement, que représente cette réouverture, ce déconfinement pour la ville de Medlin?
For the town as a whole, the further loosening of these restrictions by the province really allows for businesses to allow for full capacity if for their indoor settings. So for restaurants, businesses that had to limit the capacity. So it frees them up to allow for full capacities and, you know, no longer having to follow the capacity limits that have been in place to various degrees throughout the pandemic. It also means that proof of vaccination isn't required anymore. By the province, at least, for residents to enter certain facilities. However, private businesses do have the right to still require proof of vaccination, much the same way they have the right to ask that you, you wear a shirt when you come in. That's up to them if they want to have those restrictions still in place.
Les éléments clés de cette phase sont la suppression de toutes les limites de capacité intérieure restantes et l'obligation de présenter une preuve de la vaccination pour tous les contextes. Comme le dit M. Fee également, pour les commerçants, les petits bistrots, les bars, les restaurants, eh bien, c'est signe de jour meilleur où la clientèle reviendra. Qu'est-ce qu'il y en est des édifices de la ville comme tel, le centre sportif, la bibliothèque municipale ou encore les bureaux de la ville?
For the town of Midland, municipality-wise, the new reopening phase means that, of course, proof of vaccinations will no longer be required when entering the North Simcoe Sports and Recreation Center. The facility will not have any further capacity restrictions, which means that folks are free to come in and watch hockey, use the gymnasium, and we also have no capacity limits now for our meeting and event spaces within the facility. The Midland Public Library doesn't have a capacity limit in play anymore. It's now, full capacity. And they now are accepting reservations and bookings for single-use study rooms as well as meeting room spaces. But the one thing to keep in mind is that masks and face coverings are still required when entering all of these facilities, as is the case when you enter the town's municipal office. So until that requirement is removed by the province, those requirements will still be in place until further notice.
Donc, c'est peu à peu un retour à la normale pour les édifices de la ville. Mais il y a d'autres mesures de protection, telles que les exigences en matière de masques et le dépistage actif-passif des clients, qui restera en place et on surveillera, bien sûr, si les bureaux de santé publique déploient des réponses locales et régionales basées sur des indicateurs de santé locaux. Est-ce que la ville de Medlin est quand même sous ses gardes au cas qu'il y aura un regain de vie du virus?
Yes, the town of Midland, like most municipalities, has an emergency management team, and it's been in place for several years. Our team meets throughout the year regularly. In our normal year, non-pandemic year, we would meet throughout the year to go over procedures, any updates that needed to be made to our procedures, our policies, our emergency operations center for if and when an emergency happens. We'll be basically ready to put new restrictions back in place if need be. It's kind of become a game where, you know, the restrictions are put in place, they slowly ease up, put them back in place. Hopefully this will be the last time we will have to remove restrictions, but that remains to be seen how the pandemic continues to play out as we move forward.
La ville de Midland continuera donc à surveiller la situation de la COVID-19 et fournira des mises à jour sur son site web à midland.ca/COVID-19. Elle encourage également les gens à suivre les différents réseaux sociaux, Twitter ou Facebook, de la ville. Pour plus d'informations, eh bien, on peut contacter aussi le bureau de santé du district de Simcoe-Muskoka au 705-721-7520 ou 1-877-721-7520.